All right, what is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode here on the Lure Lab. It is episode number 67, and as always, we are part of the Sirius Angler Network, and I am your host, the Captain Andrew Fole, and today's going to be a fun one. We're diving deep into wart-style crankbaits and imitators, or new-age warts that have come to market that people really tend to like and catch a lot of bass. So I'm really excited to do this one. We have Kevin Baxter, or the bait man, as you know him, coming on here to discuss all things about wart fishing and where to throw it and when and why, and maybe even some of the best colors and some things you can do to increase your chances of landing that bass that decides to eat the warp. I think we're also going to talk about the water temp range for when you should be throwing this bait as well. And I, for one, don't have much time throwing a wiggle wart style bait up here besides like a Spro rock crawler around Western New York. There's just not a lot of places where we have transitional areas along the shoreline to throw them, but they are fish catchers. I know smallmouth like them, and I know I do have some friends who throw them quite a bit. So I look forward to learning more about throwing wart-style crankbaits. So without further ado, let's get Baitman on here and have us a good little conversation about wiggle warts. Hey, Kevin, how's it going, man?
What's up, Andy? I even trimmed my beard and cut my hair for your Lure Lab here so I could look a little more
professional. Me too. I don't know if you saw me on Thursday. I was starting to look a little rough, and the wife kind of laid the law down, and she was like, yeah, you need to trim that thing. You're getting long. And
I
was like,
that's what happened here too, buddy.
Hey, happy wife, happy life, right?
Yep.
So, but what's going on down there in the land? Like, you just got done with the East Tennessee show, right?
So. Yeah, man. Awesome show. One of the best in the country. I know there's a New England Expo going on right now. I heard that one's awesome, too. But my neck of the woods in the South, I consider Tennessee the South. You know, we are at SEC Conference.
Yeah, I consider it South. So,
yeah. Like. But it's a great show. Lots of off the wall bait makers. I don't mean wild, terrible stuff. I mean names you don't hear of every day. And then there's some that are a little bit more popular, like Mike Book and Bullshad was there. So I stocked up on some stuff. I'm not going to spoil it yet, but it's a good show. But we're here today. We're going to talk about one bait I call the most overrated bait made, but it's very rated properly for its value, especially in the secondhand market. And there's a bunch of guys in the Ozarks, the Midwest, even like Lake Cumberland, Kentucky, that really value, and that's the wiggle wart.
Yeah, there's nothing like the original wiggle wart, I suppose, compared to the new age ones, right? Like, and can you kind of talk about some of the differences in the original? Because there's what, like four different versions? There's like V1, 2, 3, and now the original Rapala Storm.
Yeah, so
what we have now, right?
Here in my hand, this is one I dug out of a box I just bought off Marketplace. This is a V63 green crawdad, and it's got the painted color lip. Now, this one's got some like worm juice, or where it's just been in the box forever. It's got a number one treble on the back. But what makes this bait so desirable isn't just that they're old. It's that the original mold, the version 1 to the pre-Rapala, and to determine that, on the bottom of a bill, it will, you can't see it on this one real well, but it just says wiggle wart. It doesn't say, the new one says storm. So if you're ever debating, is this an old one or is this a new one? This one you can see a little bit better. It needs cleaned up, but it'd be in a little black writing. It'll say wiggle wart. Now, one tip though is the older suspending models may not say it on the bill, but there would be a little metal piece back here of weight by the front hardware, and it will be stamped suspending wiggle wart. So that's the only thing you need to know. None of the new ones say wiggle wart. They all say storm. And you can actually tell the plastic's different. So that's one big deal that guys love about the old one. They're made out of a material called butyrane. The new one's more ABS plastic. That butyrane has a little bit different sound when it's hitting the bottom. The old ones, they have a knocker in them. You know, you can hear that. The new ones do too, but it's different sounding. And there's so many guys out there. I look at the old Excalibur one knockers. They swear up and down. The old ones are better than the new ones. I personally
the new ones are Booyah, right? I believe.
Yeah. It's the same company. So this is a different show, but it is the same company. They didn't like, it's the same mold and everything, but there is a difference in the old ones. The mold on these old wiggle warts was perfectly imperfect, if that sounds right. Yeah. A lot of times the hardware was not lined up perfectly straight. Sometimes you'll look at the bills and they're cockeyed just a little bit. All the new ones are nice and perfect. But what makes that one, old one so good is because it's imperfect. Was when you're throwing that wart down there, it's got a wide wobble to it. But what happens?
It kind of track off, like it hits something and yeah. really deflect, right?
Correct. It's got that hunting action. It won't track perfectly straight. It hits something. It takes it a bit to get back to center. And that's what triggers those bites. And those guys are hunting for those old ones and they don't make them anymore. Now, obviously, some colors are more desirable than others. So your brown crawls, your green crawls, V62, V63, really, really popular. The one that's probably got the most value is like Missouri crawl. New in the pack one's going to go $300-$400. Green crawl adds a really good one. That's that gold with brown bars. And then you get the Phantoms. The Phantoms are really hard. Those are the translucent ones. I'm not lucky enough to have any of them. To be honest, I don't really keep many original wiggle warts because I do like to make a little bit of money. So I sell quite a bit of them. And the downside of a wart to me is a lake like Kentucky Lake, Barkley Lake. I do better on the newer traditional wart style base, not a wiggle wart. That's not to say the wiggle wart won't catch them, but when they're as hard to find as they are in good shape, I tend to go to something else like a rock crawler, a 6-inch curve 55, or the new Striking Gravel Dog.
I was just about to ask you, what are the new ones? So do you have some of the new ones with you that you can kind of hold up and talk about the key differences between the three?
Yeah, absolutely. So anytime a new bait comes out and it's kind of a homage to old bait, you know, you hear, oh, it's just a knockoff. Well, it's just in the same category, all three baits, what I would consider a medium diving crankbait, big lip, smaller body, meant to have some wide action and deflect really well. So we'll start with the one that's the most common, and it's the Spro rock crawler bait. I've had a ton of luck with, Andy. This is probably the best casting one out of all the new ones. It's a little bit heavier.
Yeah, I'm right here as well.
Yeah, it doesn't have a knock. You can get those Phantom colors. Mm-hmm. I like a red or a spring crawl. And compared to the wart, though, they got, you know, there's three different diving models. I like the deepest one. The bill is a
55, 9 to 14, I think is the deep one, right?
Yeah. So this is a 55. This is one I really prefer to throw because I'm going to fish like riprap or I want a vertical bank, something that maybe got some rock transition change to it. I'll get my camera focused back in. I'm not going to throw these type of baits on places like a shallow flat or a real slow sloping bank. I want some verticality, places where those fish can move up and down really quick to feed, places where crawdads can come out of rocks and they can go up to the bank. That's why those bass are sitting there, transition places, pre-spawn. And that's the same place you're going to throw a wiggle wart. So, but I like the deeper model. Now, the only problem is, I've heard guys call these the rock catchers. They dive deep really quick, but that front hook gets really close to the top of that bill. And a lot of times you will snag a rock or two on these things, but they come with great hardware. So you got Gamakatsu hooks, Spro split rings on these things. You know, you're looking at $14-$15 in some places. They're good baits. They're out there. They're easy to find. I will tell you, though, from about now to about March, if you don't get on any of the good colors like the red crawls, the spring crawls, some of those Phantom crawls, good luck.
It's already getting hard to find now. Yep. Yeah. Early February.
Guys are smart. They know they catch and they start hoarding them up. I've already got my quota, so I'm going to be good. But yeah. Really good bait. It has a little bit tighter wiggle than the old wiggle wart. It doesn't have that hunting action, but it's got a really good digging action. It deflects pretty well.
And they're pretty loud as well, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have a one knocker, but it's got a little bit of rattle to it. It's
loud enough.
It's loud enough.
I think my favorite part about the Rock Crawler series is the fact that they have different sizes and different depths. So you can cover all of your bases with a lineup of baits such as the Spro Rock Crawler. And they have some great, fantastic paint jobs, like you said, from the Red Craws all the way to the Phantom Craws, and then a couple of in-betweens. So it's a great choice.
And as much as that, we're talking about this bait right here into winter, first of spring coming up. Fantastic choice, but they are a sneaky good bait in that late fall to early winter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I've seen it where they just get keyed on, like keyed into a rock crawler, and that's all they'll eat. I know a guy here where I'm at in Buffalo, that's all he throws when the fish start to move shallow is rock crawlers, and he catches some big ones on it. I'm just like, I'll throw it eventually because I'm stuck on a different style crankbait. Mm-hmm. That's a show for a different time.
But, yeah, it's kind of a unique category. There's lots of mid-depth crankbaits, you know, a Series 3, a Bandit 300, the Norman, middle ends, little ends, stuff like that. But this style with the lips almost as big as the body on these crankbaits, it gives them that, it kicks the tail out. It makes it move side to side. It's got the wiggle, you know?
Yeah. And I think if I remember correctly too, because it's been a while since I've casted a bass rod, that the rock crawler doesn't have that much resistance coming through the water. It's a relatively easy crankbait to fish.
Yes, it is. One thing I like about that is, I hear all the time from guys, well, what's a bite feel like on a crankbait? Well, when you got these deep, deep plugs, like a DD22, a 6-inch Cloud 9, a DT16, they pull hard. And so when those bass don't really just grab it, you don't always know if you got a bite, if you're hung on leaves. That rock crawler, and actually all the baits I've got, they don't pull that hard. So when you feel something irregular or it just gets real mushy or just a little bit of weird slack, chances are that is a bite, you know. Mm-hmm.
I agree. So what's the next one? Do you want to go 6 cents or do you want to go Strike King?
Well, hold on. I got somebody at my house, Andy.
Oh, of course. So it's all good. So
hold on.
Kevin here to go back. He's got his dog barking in the background. Funny how that stuff happens. But so this is the Phantom Craw. Here's one that I have, and I got a bunch more of them in the other room, and I should have brought them in. But this one's green and translucent. It runs really well. So if you're on your favorite podcast platform right now, MP3, you might want to move over to YouTube and maybe even see some of these baits while I throw it out there. So,
My buddy's here, but I'm going to keep rolling on this podcast. He don't mind hanging out for just a minute. So,
okay. Yeah, it shouldn't take that much longer. So perfect. All right. What's next? Gravel Dog or 6 cents?
Well, we'll talk about it. We're going to go from like the oldest ones to the newest one. The next one's a Curve 55 from 6 Sense Fishing. It definitely has that body style of the Wiggle Wart. As you know, 6 Sense has some of the most amazing paint jobs on the market. This one's translucent. I don't know if you can see, Andy, but it's got some little rattles back here that go side to side. And the curve, just like the name, it doesn't run straight. It kind of has a slow S motion through the water. But the bill is a little bit narrower than, say, a rock crawler or a wiggle wart, but that's kind of how you get that action out of it. These only dive about 8 to 10 feet. They cast
pretty decent. I bet the thing's got some thump with that wide body and tight bill.
It's not really as much of a thump, but you can feel real tight wiggling action. I consider this one to be more of a pecker. Like it taps the bottom real hard versus a wart or rock crawler that really kind of digs in and kicks stuff. More finesse. This is a really good bait. Awesome colors and really good hardware on it.
Is there a color, a couple, like one or two colors you prefer in that Curve 55?
Yeah, they make a PB&J crawl. They make a crackle crawl, which is a red, a Rambo red, and they make my signature color, Jaint Juice, which is chartreuse and purple. I like that one in the stained water, but very good natural colors. I won't say I have a just strong going away favorite. They have a Tiger Truce, which is like a chartreuse with a red black back. That was probably one of my number ones in that spring water where we're getting these rains in. The water's dingy,
dirty, and warming.
Really like that one.
So if you had to tell somebody like three craw colors, right, to purchase in any style wart that they like, what would the three be?
Man, just a brown craw, green craw dad, and just your basic red. Something red. It doesn't, the name doesn't matter. The Owartz Naturistic Crawfish, which is like a red with a green back. That's a really, really good one.
Now, do you prefer like the translucent bodies or more matte finished or glossy?
It's a watercolor deal to me. Fair enough. My water's definitely got more color into it, so I want the more matte style. But I go somewhere like Del Hollow, Lake Cumberland, I want the translucent colors. But let the fish tell you. I mean, dude, there's guys out there.
Tied on and go cast and have a time.
That's yeah. You want me to go on the gravel dog here?
Yes, sir. Let's move on to the gravel dog.
So the last one I've got, you know, I'm going to make this episode kind of short and sweet. It's a new bait with old baits mixed in. So this is the new Strike King gravel dog. If it looks kind of like a couple Strike King baits, it is. It's a series one. It's a 1.5 body with that series 4 lip. So now what you've got, and you also check that nasty angle of the lip. That makes this thing dive deep really quick. So what you got is that 1.5 profile with a diving ability of that series 4, both classic baits. So they call this the gravel dog. And I've got to use it. My buddy, Mr. Menendez, has been catching many Kentucky Lake footballs on this thing. The color schemes are nice. You've got several reds. This one's Demon Crawl. They've got one called Bone Crawl, which I really like. And the reason I like that is it's kind of got a white belly, white side, so you get a lot of flash. This thing's got a lot of movement. That bigger lip allows it to come through some cover, bounce off rocks. I do change the hooks out. I put Gamakatsu, a number 2 and a 3 on here. I personally prefer the Aaron Martin's hook. And actually, with any of the old wiggle warts, if I can afford it and I've got them, I want that Gamakatsu bronze number 2 or the Aaron Martin's G Finesse. I want them super sharp hooks because those
bass. So you're a big fan of round bend as opposed to extra wide gap.
Correct. So I like the round bends. They're a lot stickier. When you get a fish, they are not coming off. Part of that will be in your setup too, Andy. For any of these baits, I like a rod that's very parabolic.
A 7.3, like a medium heavy cranking rod.
Yeah, I've got a 7.2. It's a 6-inch rod. It's a really nice rod. It's a medium moderate action, and dude, it loads up really well. It's got enough length to cast, but it's got real soft tips. And when I get down on the bottom, I start crawling that wart or that curve or the gravel dog. When one bites it, it really loads up, and so it's cold water. These bass aren't as aggressive as they are in later spring or even the summer. And what I find out a lot of times, these bass get behind it and you can feel that bait. It's like it gets out of sync and you know something's chasing it, and all of a sudden it goes slack or it's mushy. And I think these bass, you'll catch a lot of them. They got a hook under the chin. They try to press that bait on the bottom. Like they're trying to smash that crawfish and you hook them there. Or they come up behind it and they put their mouth over the top of it and then they bite down. They don't just come up and slam it, run the other way like they would in the summer. So having a rod that won't pull the trebles out, and actually you don't feel the fit, they don't feel you till you feel the fish, makes a big difference. Because if you could feel it as soon as they got next to you, you'd miss a lot of them.
It makes sense. Now, like fluorocarbon, obviously you're cranking with probably like what, 10 to 14 pound test?
Yeah, 12, 14 pound test, Sunline. You know, I like Assassin pretty well.
And then what that gear ratio reel, 6.3, 7.2?
I like a 6, and sometimes if it's real cold, that water's in the low 40s, I'm going with a 5 to 1.
Old school right there.
Definitely
old school. Many people throw 5 to 1 reels anymore for cranking.
Man, if you're throwing it all day, it makes a difference in your wrists and your shoulders. And one, you don't want to burn these baits too fast. That water hits about 55, 60. You can get a 7 to 1 and just slow it down, but you know, the key is keep that bait in the strike zone. Whether you're fishing a riprap or a vertical bank, you want it down there in the strike zone as long as you can. And using that lower gear ratio reel keeps that bait moving, but not too fast. Just down there pecking, hunting around the bottom, stirring up stuff, and keeps it right in their eyes.
I love it. I feel like the 5 to 1 gear ratio reel is kind of like a lost art these days, right? Like everyone's like faster, 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 and you can slow down. But there's something about going just fast enough of a 5-gear ratio that there are days that's the only way you're going to get bit, especially when the water temp is really, really cold in the early spring and late winter. So
yeah.
I like it. So, man, well, is there anything else that you want to touch on these baits before I let you run here, Kevin?
Not really. I mean, you can get them all at Omnia. I think, except for the Old Wiggle Works, you're going to have to get on eBay or maybe cruise my Whatnot stream to find a few of those. And if you're a guy that, like me, I like to collect baits and resell them. Any Wiggle Wart, any old Wiggle Wart, I don't care what condition it is, unless it's broken, you can get $10 for it. So if you need to send your kids to college, go find some Wiggle Warts. You can make some money on that.
I love it. Yeah. Best of luck, everyone, and forever hunting the warts, I guess. We'll leave it on that, right?
Absolutely. Do not sleep on these new versions. I'm telling you, the Gravel Dog, the Rock Crawler, the Curve. They're the reason I got a box full of them. I don't have so much the Gravel Dog because they're brand new, but they do catch fish.
So awesome. Well, thanks, Kevin. I hope you enjoy your afternoon and weekend, and we will chat soon.
Appreciate it, Andy. Sorry for the interruption.
Hey, no worries at all. We'll chat soon, buddy. All right, everyone. Well, thanks for tuning into this week's episode here on the Lure Lab. As always, all the product descriptions are down below. Link to Omnia. You can type in code SIRIUS10 when you check out. Save you 10%. Like I said, all the links will be down below for the new Rapala version Storm Wiggle Wart, the Gravel Dog, Six Sense Curve 55, and the Spro Rock Crawler. I'm going to throw even in there maybe some reels that you might want to use and the fluorocarbon that I use to crank with. So make sure you go down and hit those links, add some to your cart, and save 10% with the SIRIUS10 code at your checkout. But if you're new here on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. Leave a comment down below which one of these baits you like to throw most, maybe even the colors in your setups. If you're listening on MP3 and your favorite podcast platform that allows you to leave a review, please do so. That helps us tremendously, and we greatly appreciate it. And until next week, we will see you then.